January the 12th marks the first anniversary since a devastating earthquake struck Haiti, killing 230,000 people and injuring 300,000 others. A year on, major problems remain. 800,000 people are still living in tents in camps, and the country has suffered additional misery, political instability, flooding, and disease. A little earlier, I spoke to the Czech NGO People in Need's Maria Skalová. She spent most of 2010 in Haiti and saw conditions up front.
The situation isn't improving very quickly, unfortunately. In Port-au-Prince, which is the capital of Haiti, we can still see quite a lot of rubble that is still waiting to be removed. Of course, in Haiti, there is a huge presence of NGOs, international NGOs, and UN agencies, and they are working quite hard. And the priority is, of course, to get the people from the spontaneous camps into transitional shelters.
And how has people in need's involvement changed, for example, from the first weeks or months of involvement?
Yeah, people in need on the beginning was really focusing on the emergency humanitarian work. We worked through our partners from Alliance 2015, French NGO ACTED and Irish NGO Concern, and the focus was on cash for work, drinkable water, and so on. We had also some emergency medical unit in Port-au-Prince for first 3 weeks, and then we moved to Petit Goave, which is a region approximately 60 kilometers from Port-au-Prince, and we focus on education and child protection as the main focus to get kids to schools and work with, temporary learning spaces, vocational trainings. We started to build semi-permanent schools, etc.
I imagine when you do this kind of work, when you're helping people on a daily basis, that you must also get to know them fairly well, that there has to be a lot of personal involvement. Mm-hmm. Have you been able to watch the situation, say, for a specific family or for individuals, how they have been affected and where they've made progress?
Yeah, of course I did. Of course I can see how it is progressing. And I can give you an example of one of our beneficiaries who was living in a spontaneous camp in Petit Goave and who really lost everything. And he's approximately 20 years old. He already has kids and he's taking care of his old mother also. And he's a beneficiary of our vocational training. So he started to learn how to become a carpenter, and now he received also a transitional shelter from one international NGO. So he's starting to slowly get back to, let's say, normal life.
Mm-hmm. Just to come back to, and this is my final question, just to come back to what we were talking about the mood there, if it's possible to sum up the national mood or the general environment, do you think that people are able to look more positively towards the future now, or is it still very much in question about what the future will bring?
I think it's really difficult for them because not only Haiti was completely paralyzed by the earthquake in January 2010, but it's constantly unstable. There were the elections in November 2010, and the political instability is huge. There was the epidemic of cholera, and all these elements are really discouraging people. To be honest, what I saw already in January 2010, I was really surprised how the Haitian people were able to try to forget what happened and just go ahead and start to work. And even though they lost their families, they lost really a lot of everything, they were able to restart the life and to start to work and try to think positively.
And that was Maria Skalová of the NGO People in Need talking about the situation in Haiti 1 year after the country was struck.